Praise God. I pray everybody's well today. And, you know, when we left our last installment, I was talking to you about getting your mind and your spirit ready to pray. You don't just get out and go to prayer, and you don't just, you know, throw prayer out there lightly. Prayer is relationship and it's communication with the Lord. And you need to be in the right mind and the right attitude and the right spirit when you go to prayer. So, you know, that scripture in Hebrews 12 and 1, I read last time. He said, laying aside, he said, you've got all these great men and women of God that's gone before you, a great cloud of witnesses. He said, so let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before. So here Paul is telling us that there's weights, there's things that if you keep dealing with them, they are going to drag you down, and they are going to get you in a place that it will become sin. A weight does not have to be a sin, but it can very well become sin. So he said, laying aside every weight. You don't need things weighting you down. You don't need things hindering your prayer. You don't walk around in the natural holding on to a bunch of weights and trying to walk and work and do things. You shed things off. So, you know, I was talking to you before. You have to shed things off. You may have to shed people out of your life. You may have to do things that's going to free you up in your relationship and your walk with God. So that's why Paul is saying here, lay aside every weight and the sin, he said, that does so easily beset you. You know, there are things you get in your life that if you give the enemy access to your mind and your emotions, and he learns how to come against you in certain emotions in certain times, that he will use those emotions to easily beset you and get you off track. The enemy works through our emotions. So you've got to learn to guard your emotions. You've got to learn to guard your mind, guard your spirit. And you cannot give the enemy something that he can so easily beset you and get you off track, but you have to learn to run the race that God set before you with patience. So we want to prepare our hearts and minds for prayer. So if you go to the book of James, the 4th chapter, and Paul is talking to us again about, I'm sorry, James is talking to us about getting our spirits right. And so in verse 7, he says this, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then he goes on and takes this a step further. He says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You know, we draw nigh to God in our prayer. We draw nigh to God when we present ourselves to him in study and prayer and seeking his face. We draw nigh to God. And if you draw nigh to him and you open that door to him, then his spirit is going to draw nigh to you. Children of God, we've got to take this word and use it. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. The sword of the spirit is the greatest weapon you have because it is the word of God. So learn to use this word. Learn to do what God said here. Submit yourself to the Lord. Therefore, to God, submit yourselves. Present your bodies, as it says in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Present your bodies unto him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which it says is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. When you submit yourself to God, you are breaking free from the way men are made. That word conform, be not conformed to this world, means don't be fashioned like this world. Children of God, if we want to break free from the bondages of the flesh and the carnal mind, then we have to learn to use the Word of God. We have to learn to seek God in prayer and be renewed in the spirit of our minds. And one of the greatest ways to be renewed in the spirit of your mind is focus your mind on the things of the Lord. What has become one of my favorite scriptures in Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says, "The man whose mind is stayed upon the Lord, I will keep him in perfect peace because he trusteth in me." This word is a weapon. God cannot lie. He is his word spoken, and he is his word in black and white. So you have to learn to use his word and learn to submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Learn to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And then he goes on and says, "Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." And we know that James told us back in that first chapter of James, he said, don't be double-minded. If you're double-minded, cleanse yourself from it. Cleanse yourself from that double-mindedness and don't be unstable. Because if we go back to the book of James, and if I can find it real quick, it's verse 7 of chapter 1 of James. "For let not that man think," well, let me go up one more verse, verse 6. "But let him ask in..." I tell you what I'll do. I'll just cover it in the next installment. How's that? Because I'm not going to get started good, and I'll have to cut it off and just pick it up in the next installment. So let's get ourselves in a mind and an attitude to pray, because the Lord has brought us into 30 days of intense prayer. So let's purpose in our heart to do this. This is for every member of the body of Christ to focus on this. So let's get in here and pull together and fight for God's will to be done. May God bless you.